Hi, I'm Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack. Spring is just around the corner, and for some inexplicable reason, that makes me think of Fred Astaire.
Heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Sam Costa singing with Lionel Falkman and his orchestra, welcoming you to this edition of the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I collect old 78 RPM records from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and on each Shellac Stack program, I bring you a full baker's dozen of these old musical goodies. And we do have a nice program for you today. We started off, as I said, with Lionel Falkman and his orchestra, and a selection of tunes from the film Top Hat, that great Fred Astaire movie. And in that little medley, we heard Cheek to Cheek and Top Hat, White Tie and Tails. And that was recorded in London, Lionel Falkman's only recording session as a band leader, November 15th, 1935, issued on the Regal Xonophone label, MR2004. And the flip side of that record is another medley of other tunes from the film Top Hat. And I do know kind of why I get the feeling of Fred Astaire this time of year. A friend of mine here in Pittsburgh every year about this time puts on an Astaire-a-thon. He invites friends over, and for the better part of 10 or 12 hours, we watch Fred Astaire movies, have some snacks, visit. It's a lot of fun. And so that was just recently in my past. And so I enjoyed that and thought I would share something of the flavor of a Fred Astaire movie through a 10-inch 78 RPM record. I suppose I could have picked one of Fred Astaire's own Brunswick records from about that time, but I thought we'd listen to this. Lionel Falkman, incidentally, if you've never heard of him, there's probably a reason. He only made the one session in 1935. He was born in Port Talbot in Wales and became a classical violinist fairly young and seems to have spent most of his career playing classical violin. In his later years, he got very interested in photography and spent, I think, the last 10 years or so of his life as a semi-professional photographer. Thanks to a little article in Who's Who in Music of 1935, we know that Lionel Falkman enjoyed playing golf and bridge, and, well, we're getting into the realm of TMI, but let's continue with some more music. Chick Bullock steps to the microphone now to sing a great tune called Roll Out of Bed with a Smile, accompanied by Todd Rollins and his orchestra here. A perfect 78 recorded January 3rd, 1934 in New York. Perfect 15874. Here it is.
Good morning, get up with a grin. There's a new day that's tumbling in. Wake with the sun and the rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo like the rooster used to. How can you go wrong if you roll out of bed with a song? Do your singing in the shower. Vocalize a glad refrain while you're singing in the shower. All your troubles go bubbling down the drain. Coffee and rolls with your honey turns a gloomy day to a day that's sunny. You'll find it worthwhile if you roll out of bed with a smile.
Wistful in blue for you.
Let's see if we can quickly play Name That Band. Did anybody get it? If you visited my website before listening to this program and saw the label scan I put up, you might have figured it out. That was actually Glenn Miller and his orchestra, recorded March 22, 1937. Very young Glenn Miller, recording for the Decca label, number 1284. This was before he made the move to Bluebird and hit it big. Playing there the tune Wistful and Blue, which I fell in love with when I first heard it recorded by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Bing Crosby and the group back in about 1927. Anyway, this Glenn Miller Decca is fairly scarce, but nice, nice record. Nice sound, too. Before that, Chick Bullock singing with Todd Rollins and his orchestra. Perfect 15874 from January of 1934. Roll Out of Bed with a Smile. And I played that one because these past few weeks, I've been very, very busy working on a new CD release on the Rivermont label of early 1930s Isham Jones recordings with my friend Kurt Weisbecker. And that CD is now nearing completion and should be available within the next couple of weeks. I'll let you know on the program here when it's out. But that's one of the tunes on that Isham Jones CD, Roll Out of Bed with a Smile. Of course, not this particular recording, but the Isham Jones one. Anyway, it's a fun song and it was on my mind, so I thought I'd pull that version off the shelf and play it for you. Next up, I've got another Decca 78, and this time we'll hear both sides because it's a two-part record. This is recorded by the obscure blues pianist and singer Jimmy Gordon, November 19th, 1936, and issued on Decca 7264. It's called Jacksonville, and it's about 6 minutes total, so they split it up over two sides. So we'll just listen to both of them consecutively. Jimmy Gordon now, then, and Jacksonville, part one, and then part two.
I'm going to write you a letter. Mama and I ain't gonna do right no more. I'm going to write you a letter. Mama and I ain't gonna do right no more. I know the way that you treat me, Lord, you didn't want me no more. What I got on my mind, ain't nobody in this world can tell. What I got on my mind, ain't nobody in this world can tell. And if I never see you no more, Lord, I sure do wish you well. I'm having bad luck. Bad luck I sure can't understand. Mama, I'm having bad luck. Bad luck I sure can't understand. Got me out here scuffling, trying to make it if I can. And let you have Mr. So-and-so. any morning. Oh, I believe I leave today. I start to wait till any morning. No, I believe I leave today. I'm trusting in the good Lord that I don't get washed away. Lord, I'm going back south, and I won't be back no more. Lord, I'm going back south, and I won't be back no more. I'm going to soon shake hands, Lord, with the girls and boys I know. Once I didn't want to hurt your feelings, I said nothing to make you mad. Once I didn't want to hurt your feelings, I said nothing to make you mad. But you gave me more trouble than any woman that I ever had.
That's probably one of the worst condition 78s in my entire collection. I rated that a G+, which falls just below a V-, for those of you who collect 78s and know the grading terminology. G+, for those of you who don't know, means it's pretty wiped out, but that actually plays pretty well. Pretty decent sound on that. Jacksonville, Part 1 and Part 2 is the name of that. Jimmy Gordon, the singer and the pianist on that Decca 78, number 7264, from November of 1936. You're listening to the Shellac Stack. I'm playing 78 RPM records of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And we head over to London again for this next record by Ray Da Costa, that magnificent South African pianist who came to England in the early 1930s, made a string of just brilliant records for HMV before she died very young. I think she wasn't even yet 30 years old when she died. But she made some marvelous records, including this one, a medley of tunes from the film Whoopi. This is another film that I just happened to see recently with my wife Yuko. We were watching a couple of Eddie Cantor's early 1930s films, and this came up. And there were some good songs in the film Whoopi. Probably the music is more memorable than the film itself in my estimation, but be that as it may, we'll hear My Baby Just Cares for Me, followed by A Girlfriend of a Boyfriend of Mine, both of these Conn and Donaldson tunes played by Ray Da Costa with the Nightclub Kings, recorded in London, February 4th, 1931. Thank you.
Everybody loves the hooky law, where the lau lau is the cow cow at the hooky law. Oh, we throw the net out into the sea, and all the amma amma come swimming to me. Oh, we're going to the hooky law, hooky 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 law. Oh, we're going to the hooky law. Hooky, 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 hooky law. Everybody loves the hooky law. Where the law law is the cow cow at the hooky law. Oh, we throw the net out into the sea, and all the amma amma come a swimming to me. Oh, we're going to the hooky law. Hooky, 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 hooky law. What a beautiful day for fishing, the old Hawaiian way. And the hooky law net we're swishing down at old Laia Bay. Oh, we're going to the hooky law. Hooky, 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 hooky law. Everybody loves the hooky law. Where the lau lau is the cow cow at the hooky law. Oh, we throw the net out into the sea, and all the amma amma come a swimming to me. Oh, we're going to the hooky law. Hooky, 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 hooky law.
From Ray DaCosta and the suave elegance of London Dance Orchestra in 1931 to Jack Owens and the Malahinis with the Hawaiian-flavored Hooky Lau song. Why not? Why not? I like both of those records. And there's absolutely no rhyme or reason. I wasn't trying to be clever by juxtaposing those in any way, but there you have them. As I said, first, Ray DaCosta with the Nightclub Kings and a medley of tunes from Whoopi, including My Baby Just Cares for Me and A Girlfriend of a Boyfriend of Mine, and followed by Jack Owens and the Malahinis with the Hooky Lau song from 1948, a Tower record number 1436. Incidentally, Jack Owens being the composer of that well-known Hawaiian tune, one that despite the rather inane lyrics at times, I really like the melody. It's kind of hard to get that out of your head. You know, I was wondering as I was playing that Ray DaCosta record, that Whoopi medley, I don't know quite why it is, but boy, in England in the mid-1930s, early to mid-1930s, you sure do find a lot of these medleys of songs from film musicals or stage productions, and I'm not sure why they were so popular across the sea. Here in the States, you don't very often find homegrown recordings of medleys of popular tunes from films. They would just record maybe one tune at a time. If somebody out there listening knows why they were so popular in England while not here, I'd be kind of interested to know. I don't know the answer to that. Anyway, these next two records do have something in common, and maybe I'll leave that up to you. We'll play a game of what do they have in common. I was trying to remember, there was a game a few years ago that had something to do with trying to guess what things have in common, and I'm blanking out on the title now. Anyway, the first record is Dan W. Quinn, one of the pioneers of the recording industry. He was making records for Berliner going way back to the early 1890s. Here he is in 1904, singing a tune on a Victor record, number 2726. After that, Arthur Fields, another pioneering phonograph vocalist, and a Clover record from March of 1926, Clover 1711. I won't tell you the titles because that would give away what they have in common, but take a listen and see if you can figure it out.
Bill to the door, chill to the call. Please, baby Hannah, take me back one call. Here in the snow, I'm shivering so. My bones are rattling in breezes that blow. and I'll be nine. I'm cold as ice. Why don't you answer me, babe? I've done twice. I'm hungry too. Smell chicken stew. Hannah, I love's only you. Hannah, Hannah, won't you open that door? Hannah, Hannah, won't you change your manner? This is old Miss Johnson, don't you love him no more? And I please, 'cause I need that place behind the stove I used to have before. Hannah, Hannah, for goodness sake, baby, won't you open that door? Let me in, please. Honest, I'll freeze. I'll surely catch the grip standing to please. Please stop that rhyme. Girl, it's a crime. Singing that song about old summertime. Frostbitten feet. Nose like a beast. I'm frozen sure, honey. I want some heat. I love you still. I always will. Open that door, baby, still. Hannah, Hannah, won't you open that door? Hannah, Hannah, won't you change your manner? This is old Miss Johnson, don't you love him no more? And I plead, 'cause I need that place behind the stove I used to have before. Hannah, Hannah, don't throw me down, honey. Won't you open that door?
This time I was trying to be a little clever in juxtaposing those two. Did you figure it out? The first one was Dan W. Quinn singing a tune called Hannah, Won't You Open That Door? And we followed that with Arthur Fields singing Show That Fellow the Door. So first the guy comes in the door, and then he's shown right back out the door, I guess was my thinking in playing those back to back. But the first record Dan W. Quinn recorded March 2nd, 1904, in probably Philadelphia. And after that, Arthur Fields recorded in March of 1926. Two interesting records about fellows and doors for you here on the Shellac Stack. Who else is putting together programs of tunes with those kind of similarities? Well, we have time for a few more records. Before I get to any more, though, let me just put in a quick word for the website where you can find out more about the Shellac Stack program, my own website at www.shellacstack.com. We'll take you right there. Also, if you haven't already, you can subscribe to this program on iTunes. Just go there, search for Shellac Stack, and click the subscribe button, and future programs will be automatically downloaded to your iTunes, and you can listen to them at your convenience, or as always, you can just download them or listen to them directly from my website. And if you do go to the website, I do put up label scans with each program of some of the records that I feature, so if you want to see what some of these things look like, you can go to the website. Also, while I'm putting in a plug, if you want to send me a message, I welcome your emails. Also, you can address your email to shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. And the spelling of shellac is the standard American spelling, which is S-H-E-L-L-A-C. There is no K on shellac. Or you can go to my website and send me a message through the contact form there. Okay, we do have time for a few more, as I said, and we're going to start this next set with Fats Waller, and is not in his rhythm, just a Fats Waller piano solo. Georgia on My Mind is the tune. He recorded it May 13th, 1941 for Victor Records. My copy is Victor 27765. And after that, kind of an interesting record by the Jones Boys Sing Band. I don't know much about them. They didn't record very much at all. I think they made one Decca 78, and then this, an obscure recording on the Recordings Incorporated label, no catalog number, and the label is typewritten, although this is a shellac pressing. From about 1937, we'll hear a tune called Pickin' a Rib, and I play this because, one, I happened to come across this record, and B, I was recently watching another film, short little 10-minute thing called Streamline Swing, which features the original Sing Band. Now, who they were, I don't really know. If there was any connection with the Jones Boys Sing Band, I don't really know that either, but they were active at about the same time. And in case you're wondering, a sing band means kind of just that. All the members of the band sing, and there's really no instruments outside of a guitar. So it's kind of like the Mills Brothers on steroids. Anyway, we'll see what you think of that. We'll start with Fats Waller, Georgia on My Mind, followed by the Jones Boys Sing Band.
get out your bib. Solid. Pig in a rib. Have the keys to barbecue. Start picking a rib.
And they kept on picking. Oh, the boys are good for me and you. So let's start picking too.
Coke and coke came out of a hole by picking a rib.
Smoke the hog on a red hot log and called it a barbecue.
Say, stop it, chicken, we've got a new creation.
Say, you better start picking, the barbecue's taking the nation.
Black Joe put down his hoe and start picking a rib,
and he never stopped picking. Till one peck said by egg is better than chicken stew.
So get out your rib and let's start picking a rib.
Picking a rib.
Good for them, good for me and you.
Oh, let's start picking too.
Coke and coke came out of a hole by picking a rib.
Smoked a hog on a red hot log, boy.
What a barbecue.
Say, stop eating chicken. We've got a new creation.
Say, you better start picking. The barbecue's taking the nation.
Black Joe put down his hoe and start picking a rib.
Took one peck, said by heck. It's better than chicken stew.
Get out your baby, let's start
picking. Once again, I apologize for a record that's in a little bit less than ideal condition, but I can't exactly go out and just pick up another copy of that. That one's not too common either. The Jones Boys Sing Band on the Obscure Recordings Incorporated label, no number, from 1937, and Pickin' a Rib. Before that, Fats Waller at the piano from towards the end of his career, May 13th, 1941, Georgia on My Mind. Time for two more records. Next up, Bill Krenz. Great early ragtime pianist. You don't hear much about him anymore, but he made a few marvelous records for the MGM label in 1952 that were all issued together in a record album. This is a tune called Estelle that was written in around 1930 by Frankie Carl, another magnificent pianist who, unfortunately, I think most people today know only for his later sort of society piano recordings of the 1950s and 60s, but boy, back in the 20s and 30s, Frankie Carl played with orchestras like Edwin J. McAnally and Horace Heidt and just let forth some brilliant piano solos in some of those recordings and composed a number of novelties that are quite nice. So we'll hear Bill Krenz play Estelle now from MGM 30707, recorded in 1952. And this one's in good shape.
Thank you.
Bill Krenz at the piano playing Estelle. And with that, we come to the end of today's stack of shellac. One more record to play. But before I play it, once again, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Shellac Stack program. I hope you enjoyed it and found a few records along the way that you liked. If so, maybe you'll be kind enough to tell your friends about our little program here. Maybe they'd enjoy some of the music as well. In the meantime, I'd like to wish you the best in the week ahead or so, and I hope I'll see you again soon for another edition of the Shellac Stack. Till then, let's listen to Uccle's Wabash 5, recorded in Hollywood, October 27, 1945, issued on the independent Jump label, issue number 8. This is the Royal Garden Blues. We'll see you next time on the Shellac Stack.